You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, Episode 7. I'm your host today, Kim Dunk, and I'm here with you all the way from the beautiful Summerland Point in New South Wales, Australia. And today we're going to be talking about energetic clearing. This is a releasing of stored trauma and emotional residue. So today we're moving into a deeper layer again of your healing journey, energetic clearing. Now, so this is where everything you've done so far starts to begin to integrate into a deeper level of awareness. Because by now, you've created that safety in your body, you've learned how to ground, you've explored your mindset and connected with your inner child and begun to process your emotions. But there is still so many things that people don't realise that are holding on, people are holding on to. That is energy. You know, not everything you're carrying is current, and, you know, some of it's stored energy from past experiences that haven't really fully move through your system yet. And this energetic residue is what's left behind when something hasn't been quite fully processed. It can become from emotional experiences, trauma, relationships, environments, and even other people's energy. And this is why you can understand something logically, but then still feel it in your body. For sensitive and intuitive people, this is even more important. Because you don't just feel your own emotions, you actually can absorb the energy around you and the people around you as well. And, you know, without this awareness, it can be really feel overwhelming at times. You know, and this can show up as things like heaviness feeling, a draining feeling, especially around certain people, emotional sensitivity, or just feeling like something's off with not really knowing why. This is where energetic clearing becomes so powerful, because you're not just working with your own thoughts and emotions. You're working with what your body energy field is still holding on to. For me, this was a huge shift. I realized I wasn't just holding on to emotions from my past. I was actually holding on to energy of those experiences. And once I started working with that, things really began to release and completely change in a different way. You know, energetic clearing is not about forcing anything out, and it's not about removing parts of yourself either. It's more about allowing that energy to move in a way that feels safe and supported for yourself. So let me guide you through a few ways that you can actually do this. So you can start with your breath. You take a slow breath in and then take a longer exhale. As you're exhaling, imagine releasing anything heavy or stuck. You don't need to force it, just allow the intention. Now, bring your awareness to your body. Notice where this tension feels. Is it heaviness or tightness? How's that feeling? Instead of avoiding it, sit with it. Stay with it for as long as you can. And this is where that energy is often held. You can also use things like visualization. Imagine a light moving through your body, gently clearing away anything that no longer needs to be there. Not forcing, just allowing that space. And, of course, grounding is absolutely essential. You know, you can imagine your energy moving down through your body into Mother Earth. This helps stabilize your system, especially if you're sensitive and intuitive. And one of the most important parts of energetic clearing is boundaries. Not everything you feel belongs to you. And learning to release what isn't yours is a huge part of this work. Now, I just want to guide you a little bit through a short energetic practice that can actually help clear some of that energetic clearing. So first, if you can, place your feet on the ground. If you can do that on Mother Earth, that would be best. Now, take that slow breath in and out. Bring your awareness to the body and imagine a soft, light light above your head. As you breathe in, that light begins to move through your body, clearing, softening, and creating space. As you exhale, anything heavy, imagine anything heavy leaving your body, moving down into Mother Earth where it can be released. Stay with your breath. Inhale, bowing, exhale, releasing. There's nothing to force here. Your body knows how to let go when it feels safe. And that's what you need to be doing, creating that safety for you. Take one more slow breath in and a long breath out. Gently bring yourself back. Is the work of energetic clearing, not forcing change, but allow that release. This is why it comes in week 7 of my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. You've understood what you felt. Now you're clearing what's being left behind. So if you take anything from today, let it be this. You don't need to carry anything that you've been through. And you don't need to carry everything you've absorbed. When you begin to gently release what no longer belongs in your system, you create a space for calm, clarity, and a deep sense of yourself. If you want more information about my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program, please go to my website, www.coastalpsychicvibes.com, or my Facebook page, Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. Okay, let's see if we have a first caller on for today. Okay, let's see who we've got. Kathy. Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Really well, thanks, Kathy. You're from Wyoming.
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. And so you're after just a general read today, or there are specific question like answered, or
can I get a general?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm just going to start shuffling my cards now. Won't be a moment. One's popped out straight away. Page of Fire, enthusiastic, optimistic, creative, impatient. News of exciting opportunities, allowing your creativity to soar. Do things that fuel your passion. Finish what you start. Does any of that sound relatable?
Yes.
Awesome. News and exciting opportunities. I'm thinking, would that be in the workforce?
I had a home remote job that I was offered, but I couldn't take it because I wasn't in the correct state. So I had to go back to my old job.
Okay, well, I feel like something else is going to pop up for you that's going to be more in your favor and in your state.
Okay.
So the next card that popped out was the Queen of Fire. It is saying brilliant, talented, independent. There is nothing you cannot do. Believe in yourself. Never underestimate your ability to make your dreams come true.
Wonderful.
So this, so with this, I get a little bit of mindset, maybe, you know, how we are the creators of our reality and what we focus on, we bring into our lives and make that our reality. So it's just a matter of keeping that mindset nice and positive. We'll draw these opportunities in and just believing in yourself that, you know, as Card said, there's don't underestimate your ability. You know, the law of attraction, use it to your advantage.
Okay. I've also been trying to study, well, find a way to study and find the right route for me to study for my gifts that I have, and to also bring to the surface any of them that I'm not aware of.
Okay. See what the cards say for you. The Queen of Earth is always also saying that there's a need for balance between career and personal life. So don't make it all about work, work, work. We need to get that balance for you happening as well.
Okay.
Let's see what the next card says for you. Okay, the Moon card's popped out, one of my Arcania cards. It's saying, listen to your intuition, which I feel like you do, but you're not trusting yourself as much as you probably should be.
Right.
It's saying unnecessary worry. So these opportunities are going to come through for you, okay? It's saying let go of your fears.
Okay. I am so grateful for you guys when you do this and you have, you know, your time and energy and you share with us. It's a rare thing. The gifts that you guys share and your time and energy is just fantastic.
Oh, Kathy, thank you so much for saying that. I really appreciate it. That's really lovely. And, you know, it's gratitude, isn't it? Having been grateful for things. And, you know, when we practice gratitude, the universe always brings out, you know, gives you more in abundance. So, yep, thank you. Now, what's happening in your love life? Because I've got the Two of Water out. Are you in a relationship at the moment?
I've been in a relationship that I was married to him for 27 years, and then we got divorced. And then he asked me to remarry him, and I just said no, because I wasn't going to allow myself to experience the same thing over again. But
of
it's
course.
Like he comes, he's still there, he's with me, but I haven't found the capacity to trust him and that kind of thing.
Yep, sure. So the Two of Water actually says the resurgence of a romantic relationship. And I feel like that's him coming back that second time. You need to put out lots of boundaries for him. And he needs to start to be able to accept those boundaries and start showing up more. If he wants you, let him prove it. You know what I mean?
Yes. I've been working on the boundaries a lot.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you deserve it. You've been there once. You know what it's like. So, yeah, even if you need to write them down for yourself and, you know, what do I need to tell him? You know, if there's, you know, even if you feel like you want to give him another chance, you know, otherwise, just put him to a distance. So the Emperor card has popped out for you as well. The Emperor card is saying accept a leadership role. So this is going back to this news of exciting opportunities, our first card. So it's going to be in a leadership position.
Wow. That would be fantastic.
What line of work are you in?
Direct health or direct care. It's care with people who have disabilities.
Okay. It takes a special type of person to do that. So thank you for doing an amazing job too.
Thank you. There's rare gifts with these people when you watch them and you see them, and it's just so rare, little gems you get from them. It's fantastic.
Yeah, nice. And I'd have so much, I can imagine the beautiful stories they would have had, you know, they would have lived these beautiful, full lives. And, just to hear their stories would be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'd have lots to learn from them as well.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yep. That's true. Yeah,
we're all gonna end up in that position one day, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we're so lucky to have beautiful souls like you that will be looking after us.
It's been a very unique opportunity for me with lots of gifts. But there's a place in me that says that I need to be at home to do work. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Okay. Yep. So the next card that popped out for you is the Three of Air. And it's saying great sadness that will heal with time. Is that mom or dad? Who have you lost?
My mom is right now in a care faculty because I almost lost her. Yeah, she had an aortic rupture and a stroke.
Oh, goodness. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you. It's also saying let go of the past and that personal growth comes from the challenges. And it's saying being there for those in need, which is a lovely message. Because as you know, we've all got a spirit team, and my the spirit team is made up of guides, which are usually archangels, and then your angels, your deceased loved ones. And they're the ones who are bringing these beautiful messages today. My team tap into your team, and they're sending these beautiful messages through. So they can see that what amazing job you're doing, you know, in your career.
Thank you.
All right, let's just see what else we've got for you. Oh. News worth celebrating. That would be the job coming through. It's also saying the time of gratitude, as we were saying earlier. That gratitude is really always a good one. Make sure we're doing that every day. So, yeah, I really feel strong that this position is going to come up for you. And I feel like it's going to be quite soon as well. Okay. Yeah. It's saying you've got the ability to multitask and you do it very well. Okay. So the Eight of Earth has also popped out for you, and it's saying learning all you can about a subject or career, attention to detail, and skilled work that you love. You still with us, Kathy?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah, sorry. And your last card that come out is the a unity with spiritually minded community. Now, yeah. I feel like you're quite spiritual. So is there a women's group or something that you can get yourself involved in and help with your spirituality?
We're in a population of about 10,000, so I haven't touched base with any of them.
Yeah, I feel like it could really help you. I feel like some meditation, if you're not already, that could absolutely help you as well.
Okay.
Yep. And while you're in that meditation or solitude, ask your team, ask your spirit team for help. Ask them to open these doors for you. They want to help us in every possible way, but they can't intervene until we actually ask them for the help. So please ask for your spirit team's help, and they'll be able to help and open some doors for you. But I'm really feel very strongly that this position will come up for you in a leadership role.
Wow, that would be fantastic.
Thanks, Kathy. You have a great night.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All the best. All righty. Who's our next beautiful caller? Janie in Byron Bay.
Hello.
Hey, Janie, how are you?
Hello. Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing? Yeah,
I'm
really
great,
good.
Thanks.
Is that
my...
Did I say your name right? Is it
Janie? Janie.
Beautiful. Nice to meet you, Jenny. Well, I'm not too far from you. I'm at Summerlane Point on the Lake Macquarie.
Oh, beautiful. Very nice.
Feels a little bit weird that we're going through Manhattan in New York to get to.
Yeah, totally. I've got my 6-month-old baby boy here, so you might hear him chatting in the background.
Oh, no problem at all. No problem at all. What's his name?
His name's Oak.
Oh, gorgeous. So just a general reading today, Janie?
Yes, please.
Yeah, no problem. If there's anything that you'd like, if there's a specific question, please let me know. We can see if we can get more answers for you. But, yeah, for now, we'll just shuffle some cards and see what we can get for you.
Okay.
All righty.
Thanks.
The first card that's popped out is the Seven of Air, and it's saying personal freedom. And I feel like you've probably lost that for the moment while you've got Bub.
Yeah, I've got 3 under 5.
Okay, yeah, so there's no personal freedom at all then.
Yeah.
No problem. So we've all got a spirit team, Janie. It usually consists of guides, which are usually made up of archangels, and then our angels, which are just like our deceased loved ones. So my team tap into your team, and that's who bring you these messages through for you today. I feel that you're quite spiritual too, though.
I feel I am connected for sure.
Awesome. So let's see what these cards are. All righty. Need to bring balance and fun into your life, juggling multiple priorities, balancing the budget. Aren't we all at the moment?
Yeah, that's huge for me right now.
Absolutely. I've just been down to Canberra and did a 2-day psychic event down there, and it was almost not wanting to go because it's a 5-hour trip from where I am at the moment, and the petrol cost is just like, am I actually going to make any money going down here, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, my next one is... the 8 of Air, a lack of self-confidence. And I feel that confidence is not so much around the home, but just like that lack of freedom that you're getting. And I'm guessing you're not working at all at the moment either.
I'm doing a little bit on the side, but there's definitely I'm definitely feeling a lack of confidence. In terms of, yeah, just, I mean, I absolutely love being at home with my babies.
Yeah. And you know that's not going to last forever. These moments are so precious.
Yeah,
you can't really blink an eye.
Exactly.
Can you? Because you're going to miss out on other things. So,
yeah.
But I feel once you
that's
get even your second one off to school, how old are they, the older two?
My daughter's about to turn 5. We're celebrating her birthday tomorrow. So she'll be starting school next year.
I feel like she'll be starting next year. I feel like once your second one goes to school and you've only got one left at home, you're going to finding, getting out more. And what are you passionate about? I feel like they really want you to find out what you're passionate about and head in that direction.
I at the moment I'm doing birthing equipment hire for home birth, just from home. I mean, my passion really is to help women and support women through birth, because I'm a body worker as well. So I see the vision for the future, but I'm so I'm so close to home right now, which is perfect. I'm just doing
absolutely.
From home.
Yeah, perfect. So what they're saying is I feel like that is going to open up more and more for you. Are you a midwife or thinking about being a midwife?
No, so I'm a certified doula. and a massage therapist.
So okay,
So doula is a emotional and spiritual support person in the birthing space.